We're talking Love and Hip Hop, Atlanta Season 5, Episode 5. Watch your back. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Honey. What up, everybody? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jane here and back in studio for the Love and Hip Hop Atlanta AfterBuzz TV app show. I'm joined in studio by Miss Trinae Todd.
What's up, you guys?
Bring
it's your girl Trinae.
Metal choking.
Hey.
Nicolette Sensei, don't play down.
Hello.
Can you whip your head?
Now tell me who she was.
That's them lemonade braids right there.
You know, I feel
like haters corny with that. Stephon, I am Warfight Wars.
Peace.
And we're listening to Drake. Still here.
Send a Drake. Views
and yeah. All right, y'all.
Views.
Your dad.
Dab. I love your dab.
Dab on it.
Dab
on take a dab on it.
Dab on the
most. All right, y'all. I had to get my entire life. I had to take a break from all this ratchet television because, as you can see, I needed Jesus in my life.
Yes.
As do these people. So let's talk about it. Mm. Watch your back.
Hey, but welcome back, Jesse. I just wanted to say that.
I really appreciate that. Yeah. You really held it down.
Hey, we got to do what we got to do when the leader's out.
You know what I'm saying? Be ratchet at
We're all
times.
Leaders here of this tribe.
Yes.
She's learning.
I am.
She's learning.
I am.
Obi-Wan. All right, so we've seen Scrap and his brother Sass at their mixtape party.
Right.
Yeah.
I gotta say, though, out of every performer that we've seen on Love and Hip Hop, that party looked legit.
Yeah, like it had a crowd. Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah, it looked like his type of, yeah, it was
like,
his crowd.
It looked
crowd.
Like an authentic, yeah. Like, this is reality TV.
These are my followers
yes.
from my
I
Instagram.
I believe it, 100%.
I'm a dog, woof. I was like,
wolf.
Yeah, they are all dogs.
I missed you too, Misha. poetic justice.
Sensei, put sorry. It
in I'm a dog.
All right, well, KK shows up and
right, no, wait, we need to talk about that song, because I'm like...
Well, you know, no, I thought it was good until the guy singing at the end.
Oh,
I'm
it was
a
horrible.
Dog. Woof, woof.
Like, it's like you ever like...
I'm a dog. What do we say? Well, we gone. Like, goodbye.
Cut his mic, please.
They didn't need to have that guy.
They didn't have that singer.
That was a little... But I guess they had to bring the Lloyd.
I felt like they were trying to... Oh, really?
You know, all the ATL
like
rappers.
Bone Thugs and Harry Mig kind of situation. The
ATL
way he was
rappers.
Hitting off key, because I fuck with Lloyd, but... All right, KK shows up. You know, she said she wants to be the bigger person, but she really doesn't because...
She still won't have the conversation with her.
Right,
so. Yeah, but you're the mother.
Like, lady, you more than grown, okay?
When are you
just saying? I feel like she would pop up and we wouldn't know where Tierra was. She's known... We wouldn't know where she was because she...
I mean, I can't say no.
I honestly don't. I feel like she's, like, crazy. And if Tierra doesn't, you know, let the little boy see his dad, we won't see Tierra anymore.
I don't know. I think she's too old to be crazy. I'm not afraid of her anymore.
All right.
Like I was
She's
in the beginning.
Crazy.
Well, Tommy clearly ain't afraid of her, and Jocelyn sure the hell ain't afraid.
Not afraid of her.
Right. Right.
That
right.
moment made her really weak. Like I was like, Karen.
Yo,
okay.
Jocelyn, I can't. I love her, but we'll
punked
get to her.
Actually.
So Tommy shows up. Now this was just like, I just can't like. What were you guys doing? Were you playing Grand Theft Auto before this? Then all of a sudden you're like, yo, babe, let's do a scene from Grand Theft. Miami.
Like, Scraps just open shirtless, like, smoking.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god, you're on here.
Like a telenova, like, where is she? He's like, babe, what are you doing here?
Cue the fans.
So serious. Oh my gosh.
No, it was real extra. And then she didn't even have a plan. What was the plan?
I don't know.
I'm gonna
I could
look
not
be half naked.
Just looking all types of. I was just like, what is happening?
I'm barging in the house because he's gonna let me in because I look good. And then search the house.
Booty shorts. Like she was gonna be
booty
on the
formation.
Well, right. She looked like she was on the formation tour. Like,
ladies, now let's get in formation. She don't watch the whole thing of Lemonade.
She did. She stomped up those stairs, booty cheeks popping. And I thought they was going to have sex right there when she was like, you know what? Scrap.
And when she did that, I thought so too. I was like, yo, he about to take it down for real.
But she has that New York inner. And when I say New York, I mean like, I love New York. That inner cry.
Inner cry.
Bipolar.
Where the tear ducts don't release.
I'm not crying.
Right.
Wow. Like, bitch, how are you going to start crying in front of all of us? She said, I ain't crying. Don't try to play me. Ain't nobody trying to play you. Right. You're crying right now.
First of all, we already have been played.
Have you already done some crazy stuff before?
She's nuts.
Did you just throw your ring
out? She's nuts. These are nuts right here. Tommy, you're nuts. That's all I have to say is.
She really just
threw planters.
I got nuts for you because you're nuts.
Bitch,
apparently, Scraps got nuts for her too, so that's why she's there.
You just have nuts on?
Yeah, I carry nuts all the time.
So do I. It's random.
Me too.
I mean, when you get hungry.
Don't go to North Carolina. Can't use some of the bathroom. Anyways, Tommy starts crying. Fuck all y'all motherfuckers. Y'all need to worry about a check.
And then throws the money on
Well, her. Because she had a plan, I think. What this is a loose plan. The loose plan was, if I look hot, he'll let me in. Secondly, I'm going to find the chick, and then I'm going to either fight the chick or throw this money, because she had the money prepared.
Oh, yeah, the money was prepared.
The money was prepared. This was a part of the plan.
So she was going to throw the money at this bum
Everybody,
bitch.
Yeah, like, y'all weak.
Did Jocelyn do that? Who did this? Someone did that. Or was it Erica Mendez?
Been a lot of run-ins.
Yeah. A lot of
Jocelyn,
money.
No, Jocelyn and Dime.
Oh, on Dime.
They had the dollar throwback. They each was throwing money.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. All right, so then...
Stripper war.
I wonder where... What's the check conversation coming from?
Because it was supposedly this girl or lady, whatever, who has been paying for him. Like, she has been giving him a sugar mama.
She's like, I could take care of you any day.
I think Tommy's been paying for his stuff, too.
I
feel like all of them pay things for him.
Probably. Yeah, I know that story too well.
He got that slick mouth. And he's like, I don't be up in anything ugly.
Talk. All right, so anyways, she then runs out of the house, poor thing, starts hitchhiking. A man in a moving van pulls up, and the producer's like, no!
She was really about to get into a random truck. Girl.
But this is why she's crazy.
That would have made his
But she's
day.
Not even thinking,
truck
like,
driver,
right.
Like, yeah, girl, get up, my car.
She would have stabbed whoever it was if they tried.
You're freaking nuts. I can't do it with her. Like,
but this
why
is why
in
she's
the
crazy.
Hell?
She's crazy, what? Not just because she ran out the house. It's because she left her keys in the house and didn't want to go back to get the keys. Did you hear what she said?
He's freaking out.
She didn't just want to go back in the house and get the key. So that means she was going to leave
weird.
Her vehicle
She's weird.
On the premises.
Oh, no.
Oh, because I'll skirt.
You know, all she needed
but
in that moment.
But you had no keys.
Well, I'll
she
make
gotta
sure
go
I
back in the house. She did her clothes move.
So she was just trying to find the quickest move.
She's like, I gotta leave now. I can't come back. This the closeout.
See, all she needed in that moment was...
She's used to getting into random trucks.
Oh, my God. Look, she
I
is.
Think it was a white dude driving, too. He was like, hell yeah, I'm with it.
No, it was probably like a little white family, too. She's like, John, pull over. Pull over that poor girl. Look, she's just out in her underwear.
Help her.
All right, Alice.
She just seems to be dick down in that moment.
Alice, I hate you.
Well, that's what she
There's
wanted.
A white man running after that woman.
I'm telling you, she's like a scene from Belly. She wants that whole, I don't know who that girl is. Girl, just shut up. You know when DMX is like, shut up.
Pin her against
shut up. Shut up.
Bad baby boy.
Yeah.
Shut up.
She gets slapped and then she's like, I'm so sorry for slapping you. I'm so sorry for slapping you.
No,
I'm
no
sorry.
Be,
That's
no.
exactly how she no, probably
quiet.
Really wanted it to
no, be quiet. No, don't ever do no shit like this again.
All right, y'all.
All right. Speaking of good you. Girls, Kelsey got her little performing debut tonight. Rashida said, oh, you know, the song was jamming, but she has that mousy voice.
Her rap name should be Little Mouse.
Mm-hmm.
Squeak. Squeak.
Squeaky.
Squeak. DJ Squeak.
Kelsey finishes performing, and she comes off, and she says, I want to be a part of D-Lo's legacy.
Last I checked, y'all ain't got no roster to follow
last
up
I checked
with,
was
so.
Chewing on my bubble gum, and
Who
then she
D-Lo?
Did the pregnant video, and then I don't even know the name of that song.
But it was the pregnant video.
And then you had Amanda or whatever, Ashley.
Ashley for
like, still looks like an Amanda, though.
Five album deal. She got signed to that 5-album deal.
Didn't even make one. Call it Kesha.
Kesha.
It just was really interesting. I thought
she did a good job, Loki.
It was just really interesting.
I mean,
what was interesting about it?
I have just everything, you know? The fact that she's just so thirsty to be part of his label. Like,
I didn't know she was a rapper. I thought she was singing. I thought she had a voice of some sort.
Look, I mean, she looked like she can... What's that girl group you'd be listening to? Cherish? Not Cherish, though.
OMG Girls?
OMG. Like, OMG. I feel like she could fit right on it.
No, her voice would not match all three of them. No, they have a good range. She's a little bit up there. She's a little higher up there.
Okay, Chasing Destiny.
Jeez. Yes, honey.
I don't understand why girls in this position, when Rashida's your stepmom, she's done stuff. Why wouldn't you just say, hey, I really want to do something. I want to be a part of D-Lo. Will you mentor me?
Because it's her, like, a mom. Would you ever, like, I don't know. People, I can't really pick. I love my mom to death more than anything, but I don't know if I'd be like, mom.
Mentor me.
You know, like, can I spend more hours in the day telling me what to do?
But it's not her real mom, so it could be
could be a little more awkward for her.
More hours telling me what to do.
And that's what Rashida wants. She wants someone to frolic to her, because she did it with the other artist. She wants somebody to be like, Queen Rashida.
Well, yeah. Kelsey said, didn't she say last week, she said
she like listened to her.
Grew up to her, listening to her.
I'm like, okay, it was the one. Whatever. Let's all be real.
Why do they keep saying?
I grew up listening to Bubblegum. Okay,
she was on like a remix or something.
Why do they keep saying she's young? Is she young?
What? Kelsey?
Yeah.
She looks like she's young.
19, but she's got a son.
She's like
22, 23
or something like that.
She's got a son already.
All right, so Rashida said, look, you know, before you get signed to D-Lo, you have to put in work.
Okay.
What kind of work?
And, I mean, well, it seemed like Ashley didn't have to do too much work.
Press. Working at press is her.
Work. Make it twang. Scrappy, well, then Kelsey felt played by Kirk and Rashida because they're too busy focusing on their other artists. Where?
I know. Bitch, where?
Scrappy, Kirk, Rashida, Jock all sit down. Kirk acknowledged his mistake, and they had a bro hug.
Yep. Which we knew was going to happen. He was like, oh, I see it from Scrappy's perspective.
No, we just needed like 4 episodes to
figure that out.
Figure this out.
I mean, enough.
Whatever. We don't even really need to talk about it right now. Let's just hug it up.
I'm just so mad Jock feels like he has that initiative to like... solve everything, and I'm like, why are you here?
I do catch myself.
Like, he's just a fly on the wall.
Yeah, I'm living this single life now. I'm just like, okay.
No one cares. No one cares. Really, though, no one cares.
He's funny, though.
No, we really don't. Legit.
He's funny. He looks like he smells like boo boo sometimes. Yeah. Like
he just needs to clean his face with some oil wipes. Up. That's all I'm saying.
But they don't have those on the set.
He take the bird bath.
I don't know. His pores.
That's what he said. On the set. Take a bird bath.
Something about his pores.
When you live in that single life, sometimes you just don't bathe.
Nicolette for Love and Hip Hop. Is that right? I would die laughing. Don't play.
Y'all still talking about Rosewood in the commentary. Like, stop.
No, apparently.
Off her 2 seconds.
Yeah,
what?
It was 2 seconds that she was. But on
they had
the show.
They had to fly out. It was an emergency.
All right, so Scrappy, Kirk, Stevie, Jock, and the other guy went paintballing.
Kumbaya.
With the fake No Church in the Wild track playing in the back. And they had to talk about girl problems, you know, because that's what guys do, right? Gather the guys, go paintballing. And, you know, take your good friends out and talk about.
It never sounds that way.
Well, it just always looks like they're laughing. They're like trying not to. It looks like a bad skit from Saturday Night Live where they're trying
to.
Like,
they're like, what's up, guys?
So Jocelyn.
So there's an issue.
Jocelyn came in and told my girlfriend, why
they're
are you guys
not
smirking?
Really talking about this. Like, what the frick? They feel talking about stupid. Them at the house.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Yep.
And this one girl I seen last night.
Them cheeks.
Yep.
Okay.
So what happened with that? What happened with that? Right. You know I beat it up, son.
I doubt they sit around talking about Jocelyn.
First of all, half of those men do not even sit in the same room as each other, probably.
No, that's what I'm saying. They never hang out until they're all... They're like, so...
But it's perfect. It's, you got to do it every once in a while so you can roll up and say, hey, by the way, I was with you last night. So anyway, what's going on, Doc?
Right.
Mona's like, we have a free package for paintballing, so what we're going
to
need...
We have to use it up before the...
We have to use it up for the scene.
Where can we fit it? Hey, by the way, we all were at your house last night. That's right.
Scrap is upset with Jocelyn for saying that he's messing with another girl. And Stevie can't believe that Jocelyn... Wait, she's getting involved in your business? Why is she doing that? He's asking you.
I know. I love how Stevie asks back the question when you're the culprit.
You know what?
It's your wife.
We're going to discuss this at her event. Because, again... And I love that Scrap had the common sense. He was like... I don't know if that's a good idea.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Thank you. Thank you.
The first time anyone was like, I don't think we should do it at a function.
Well, Rashida, I think, said it too later on with all the girls, right?
Yeah. Well everybody's saying
it.
Everybody's like, this is
a
disaster.
Right.
Like, they're smart enough.
This is a disaster.
Y'all saw K. Michelle back in the credits?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know. They had everybody with black lipstick aside.
Well,
from
she wasn't
Jocelyn
even on the episode, though. That was weird.
I don't know where she is.
She demanding her piece.
You know what I mean? She making her coin. Jocelyn met up with Carly in the beginning of the episode, and she gave her an open invitation to stop gossiping about her name. And she has real dirt, and she wants her to treat her with respect. Is this just a week? Yeah, like, what is
respect
my name. Don't talk about my name.
It got weak, though. It was, like, watered down. At first, you know, last week, I was like, oh, okay. She got some stuff. What's going to happen? Dun, 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 dun. But it was like, she's like, just waving it. And we were like, Carly's like, what is it?
Right.
Like, what?
I love it because
all my shit's in the streets.
It's like Cruel Intentions. Like, we have no idea what's going to happen. And Jocelyn's going to have this event. And who knows what it is that she's really about to throw in all these people.
I'm sorry, but ain't no bitch finna make me cry just based off a piece of paper. Like,
that was an inner cry.
Did she cry?
Or
she had like a little like tear. She's
I like, thought it was like the under sweat from the hot lights.
She was just trying to, I don't know.
No.
Hot light sweat underneath the...
I just thought, like, why did you grab your... She like went back to like grab her whole drink and walked away with it.
Right. I thought she walked out of the place with the drink.
No, she did. That's why I was like...
Carla was like, I'm going to at least finish this. I paid for this thing.
Jocelyn just doesn't care about anybody.
Jocelyn and Stevie, they're looking for a venue for this event. And the venue has to be as sexy as Jocelyn. And because the thing is Jocelyn is so secure with herself and loves herself so much that she wants to invite everyone who has ever hated her to come see how great and amazing she is.
Which is not an insecure move at all.
No.
I'm sorry. But the event didn't really read off to me, Jocelyn. It wasn't glamorous. It wasn't, you know, beautiful. It didn't have the queen...
It looked like risque. The Sopranos. Like, there's about to be shit going down. It looks like a setup. That's what
and
it
a pool
like.
Hall in a, in like a dark underground basement.
It looks like a straight up setup. Like, she is just ready to like just.
I honestly
maybe
expected
they redid
more.
The Fridays.
Those are gunshots.
Maybe they redid the Friday's basement. The Chili's basement from Remember Mimi had, and Nico did the party, the video release party.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you think that they redid it? When she said she was looking for a sexy venue. Like, the opening of the venue looked really cool.
Mm-hmm. When by sexy, she means free and willing to let them film. That's what she
But haven't they been everywhere? Honestly.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Are they creating new venues?
I think
venues?
They're just using the same place sometimes. Yeah. And
that looks like the Applebee's location.
That's what I'm saying.
The outside was glamorous and sexy, but the inside was, it looked like some daddy's den or something. Like,
yeah, it did get kind of, I don't know.
I mean, I'm into the Sopranos look, you know what I mean? So, anyway, she meets up with Stevie. She wants everyone to be there who ever hated her. She's going to perform her song Church, or her music video is for the church. But she has bombs to drop at her party. And Stevie's like, say what? Again. Then KK shows up.
Looking like Ursula. Doesn't she remind you of Ursula from Little Mermaid?
Yeah.
Like, unfortunately, so.
She gives me that vibe for sure.
That dog Ursula. Just be sitting so still.
Me.
I hated Ursula.
That dog just be like.
Sleep, though. The dog's
she
dead.
She put a gun right. to his head.
The dog's dead.
Why you have to take that?
Applebee's.
Leave the damn dog alone. No. All right. So Jocelyn says, KK come in. Are you going to talk about your hoodlum stuff? Your hoodlum? So KK walks in. She said, I have something to ask you guys. Rumor has it is that you two slept with each other.
No, she keeps going with this. I heard in the streets. Jocelyn, where you been? That's you. She said this like 3 times in an episode.
Bitch walking up and down Peachtree Street.
What? Okay. I heard in the streets.
Say what?
My ear to the streets. I'm like, how old is Jocelyn?
She's like Inspector Gadget. She just always has the answers.
Yo, when KK came in and Jocelyn was like, hey, Miss Lady, come on in. I was
She's
dying.
Wild.
She kills me.
Y'all had relations in the past. What?
No, this is my sister. I hate that shit. Like, when people be this is my Karen best friend. Has Karen ever talked about...
Wait, but didn't their father die?
Whose father?
I don't know. Didn't, like...
The kids that, now. That's We're what talking the whole scrap and was. Sass.
Well, yeah, but rumor has it, allegedly, these random blogs are putting out there that she had something to do with the murder.
No, I know, but so was that technically their real father? That's what they think?
Well, we're going to see next week, right? Something about next week, maybe not.
What if Stevie?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh, if they find out that he's the father on Love & Hip Hop,
that would be crazy.
That would be the deepest tea.
That is so deep.
That's like, we don't, hey,
like,
really.
I really hope it's like they go and they're like, oh, ha, you really just my uncle. Because if they,
could you imagine they had like a Maury segment on the show?
That's what I'm saying. It just got more
gay. Hey,
Uncle
Mona.
Stevie, you're my daddy?
You didn't think Mona could go there? Well, she just did. They find out people's fathers.
Come on out, Stevie.
Okay.
Seriously. Now you promised us you're going to sit in the chair.
Your dad.
Oh my gosh.
Uncle Stevie.
Jocelyn had another killer one. She said, when this bitch pull her panties down, her ass drops to the floor.
Oh, bitch.
But did you realize
that? I envisioned it perfectly.
Did you realize that KK just like kind of admitted that she wears dentures? Because she said something about
take
like,
the teeth out.
No, she's talking about punching her teeth out.
Oh, okay,
punching in the mouth.
Them teeth?
No, that's what I
did. I did.
Could have gone either way.
Could
have gone either way.
You guys, that's exactly what I thought.
You can't out my teeth out. They're already out.
Yeah.
They're so stupid.
They keep saying that Scrap's mistress.
And I didn't say this because I wasn't here last week, but shout out to Life Jennings and Carly Wright. I just hope that just changes her whole life and she just finds love and just...
They keep saying that Carly is Scrap's mistress.
Yeah, well, I think that is going to end up happening.
That's true.
Oh, wow.
Wait, the whole time?
I feel like we're going to see that.
I don't want to salt her. Shout out to Life Jennings.
There's no happy ever after.
He didn't get invited to paintball.
Okay. Life being in the crew yet.
He didn't get invited to paintball, though.
Sorry, Life.
Because the thing is like really low key, Carly's ran through like probably half of those guys.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So to bring him there is just shame and embarrassment.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Jock, who else?
That we know of.
Stevie.
Maybe Scrap.
Stevie, man.
I don't know.
Maybe even Kirk.
But that's why Tommy couldn't find her in his house, because she got her own. She got her own. She got two businesses. One up in Culver City.
He wasn't smart, bitch. He should have been stomping on the floors.
Because Carly will hide in the floors.
Looking for that.
Or no.
Oh my gosh. Straight up. She probably has her own little trap door. She'd just be going in there like.
Okay.
They gone.
All right, so then we get
back to what
scene.
We was doing, baby.
Apparently, it was really hard for Jocelyn and Mimi to film anything together, so they opened a furniture store at night because furniture stores are open that late. And
so random. Like, you know they didn't buy no furniture.
But first of all, why was Jocelyn looking like Jackie O?
Well, she always trying to shine, especially on Mimi.
And she invites her and her girlfriend to the party. She wants to be... She said, you know... I think that we should do this for the girls because I think that we should be, above the girls and show everyone that, you know, we're above and beyond the fighting. Girl.
Mimi was like, where is Jocelyn? Are you alive? Because this don't sound like the Jocelyn I know.
Mimi, like, this is a setup. I just don't know exactly how to tell you yet.
Well, she probably couldn't tell her because she couldn't read the cue cards. Like, Jocelyn sounded like their conversation sounded so scripted. She was like, I heard in the streets that Stevie and KK were messing around. Mimi, you need to be prepared. Why are you stopping your sentences?
Why are you pausing?
Like that?
I don't know. Jocelyn's weird now.
I mean, it's entertaining, but it's just like, I just feel like I'm watching a video game, like, the in-between, like, 3 minute clips in between you each level.
It's just now starting to just feel scripted. You know what I mean? And the only the real moments are, like, when the girls were together.
None of them like each other.
That right.
Really? Oh my god, I love them all. I love them.
They probably don't even like each other. Usually on reality TV, they don't.
The Wait and the Exhale housewarming.
I don't know. They all look real. I would have loved Kiki in that situation. Well, like, girl, let me auto tape.
Yeah, that would have been. It would have been a fun tea situation. Right? But all right, so Mimi and Chris. Chris doesn't know how to feel about meeting Stevie and Jocelyn. Chris, though, to me, like, the more I look at her, like, I don't know, like, she reminds me of, I don't know if she reminds me of somebody or, like, that I actually know or somebody on TV. I feel like she could be a Mindless Behavior. Like, another member of Mindless Behavior.
Oh, yeah. my gosh, Jesse.
So they try to have a prep meeting. Why is Chris so antisocial, though, about everything?
Yeah.
Hey, I want you to meet my girls. I don't like meeting girls. Not... Hey, I want you to come to my party.
Yeah, I don't like being around.
She's an alien.
Well, maybe she feels uncomfortable in front of the cameras. Like, maybe, she just ain't about a lot of life.
Not like that, but it's like, I ain't going to get set up. Like, y'all motherfuckers be, like, telling someone to go someplace, and all of a sudden, you never know.
You pull a rug out.
She clearly made the right decision when she said she didn't want to go, but then she ended up going.
But there was photos that came out maybe like months ago of Jocelyn, Stevie, and the girl and Mimi at a party together.
Really? Yeah, I heard that they're broken up.
Well, it was months ago, like months before, prior to the filming and stuff. So just like a little confused.
Chris looks like Fizz.
That's terrible. Oh my god. Hey, you know, I think Fizz is the worst, but I don't think Chris looked like Fizz. That's terrible.
No, she looks like a little lost puppy dog. She don't even belong.
She
on
don't
the show.
Look like she like. Yeah. When I mean, she went and met up with Jocelyn, it was so awkward. It was like
just so awkward.
Yeah, like you don't
real
belong
human
here.
Being versus video game character.
Right.
Like. No, like seriously.
You remember like that Roger Rabbit movie, Cool World?
Cool World.
Whoa, this is fucking trippy.
Yeah, yeah.
Just seriously.
Damn, you're taking it back. They used to always be on
HBO. So let's talk about the housewarming. So we see Jessica Dime, Arian, which love you, Arian. I don't, but like, what were you wearing?
I know. I don't know what her look was giving. It was like,
do you think they have fat designers?
Just look tired. She looked tired.
You know what? And I'm tired right now, girl, so I feel you.
No, real question. You think they have designers or you think that they all share clothes?
Wait, what? Who has a designer?
No, someone that dresses him for the show.
Stylist,
that's what I mean.
I mean, probably. I can imagine they
really?
Get...
Really? No, I don't think so.
Some of them, I'm sure some of those people have some little gay boy running around out
there. Cynthia Bailey doesn't like, have a stylist on Real Housewives, they definitely don't.
Cynthia Bailey was also a model.
Okay, well, I just do in her not closet. Like her style.
You don't like Cynthia Bailey? I love her.
The things she be wearing sometimes, I'm like, girl.
When she does the tomboy thing, I'll
I'm
be
like, it does not work for her.
But I like most of it, but anyway, that's for another season.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
The best part of this really was Carly showing up, and then her assigned tea chair. It was like the one seat at the head where Carly just had to sit with her thimble of whatever that was.
Shot glass.
She didn't even get a seat on the couch.
No, because she was
so
there.
Sad.
But it's so crazy. It's like the Jocelyn roast, though. That's all they were talking about.
They were all just like, no.
They couldn't wait to get to the.
Mm-mm. Oh, it was like it was like the pregame, and then all of a sudden, a little foreplay. They bring Carly in, and all of a sudden, just shoot it at Carly. It's like, fuck that bitch.
Right, I think they honestly wish that Jocelyn would be their friend, like, cause
I mean, it would be better if they all just got along. Yeah, it could just be a turn up.
It's, I mean, ooh. You got to think about the power of Jocelyn. Though everybody's talking about her. Everybody's got something to say about Jocelyn all the time.
That's so true.
All the time.
Yeah. Jocelyn low-key sometimes be looking like the bad guy from, the bad girl from Empire's New Groove. The Groove.
With
the
Emperor's New Groove. Yes. Yzma.
Yzma.
Stop.
Emperor's New Groove.
You don't know that one? But I love when she does the, with the silver top and the hair, like with the finger curls.
Yeah, like that's cute. I'm just glad she didn't bring back that tired wig from last season.
Which one?
Ugly blonde wig that made her look like
Oh,
don't Jocelyn gives that sometimes.
Yeah, she does.
I can't.
No,
so
that's
basically,
more Mama D.
Everyone said hail. Everyone said hell no to going to this party. Then what did we see? We seen basically at the beginning of the party, Jocelyn and Chris, where Jocelyn went in and just started being like, I thought I was your girlfriend. So messy.
That
and
is.
Then
said,
so messy.
Oh, wait. You like her tongue game? Is it better than mine?
Mm-hmm.
But this shows how weak of a link Chris really is, because if she really had some balls, she would, you know, defend herself.
I think she's going to next week.
She either going to defend herself. Well, I don't know. I just look at it like you can go two ways with this. Like a real person be like, this bitch is fucking crazy. Like, yeah. But you can't go right off script. You know what I mean? Because like any normal person, I feel like it would just be like, bro, what are you doing? Like,
well, I mean,
you fucked how many people? Like, I'm sure it was probably really bomb, but clearly, guess who's fucking eating her pussy now?
Right.
Me. Like,
and I think Chris handled it okay. She showed a little bit of fang at the after. She didn't say anything when Jocelyn first said, is her tongue game like mine? She was just like, right. Oh, ha, 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 you know, and laughed that one off and was like, oh, you're kind of making me jealous. She made like a little joke. But then next, What did Jocelyn say next? She kept going.
She did.
She did keep going.
She was like,
she said the tongue game, and then she said the girlfriend, I thought I was your girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
See, and then that's when Chris was like, okay, now you stop.
Yeah.
Like,
cut it out.
But she looked in her face like she could get it in, though.
No.
Yeah, it's crazy to me that no one steps up to Jocelyn.
Of course
not.
Nobody does. Get your ass beat by that stripper.
Because she's just going to say the craziest shit.
Fight Club.
She's just going to make up crazy shit and say it to your face. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and just grab something and hit you.
Right.
It's like, I got me.
And Jocelyn got
shoulder.
Those shoulders.
My shoulders.
Been work. Shout out to Cornelia. She built like a linebacker, dog. Cornelia's always talking about
on that. On
that
note, let's head into what? Predictions.
Predictions.
Y'all and the Jessica 10 cents.
No.
Jessica dressed for less.
Jessica,
I love
welfare.
Jessica
Dye. I do.
Her lace front.
Yeah.
I need her to just either
she's
do
that. She's just funny to me. She's like, the way she be talking. Like,
what is that?
The hair, where she has the hair. Because
I don't like it either.
Last episode where she had the hairstyle where her hair was tucked behind her ears. That's a cute, like, hairstyle. But when she pulls her lace front up, it just looks terrible to me. It doesn't look authentic at all.
All right, next week we get Jocelyn spilling the tea to spread.
Because let's just be honest. Jocelyn could get Mimi again.
Yep.
Sure. Mimi probably tastes like bean dip.
I thought Kenny would have.
I'm just gagging here in the booth. I did not need to hear that. I will never eat bean dip ever again.
I really just got some refried beans.
Seven layer dip
bean
dip. What you mean? I'm just
like. All right, so next week we see Jocelyn spilling the tea to Scrap about KK and Stevie fucking, and now all the kids are pissed, and Stevie like,
I can't believe
you
it.
Know,
that's
spilled
crazy.
Too much tea.
Right.
He's got no. He lost all hand. He got no control. Mm-hmm. She's just like a loose
cannon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's everywhere.
I love it though. I love the fact that she's now in control, because all the other seasons she's been kind of like under him and things like that. Now he don't even really know how to play her game.
Jocelyn,
he doesn't know what to do with her.
Right.
He really don't know what to do
are
with her now.
Backstabbing habitual haters, Queen Bee. Like, Jocelyn's coming.
Yeah,
hard.
It's a smart move because she's elevated herself to like she could never be off the show ever.
Right. No, just,
and she could demand whatever she wants. What y'all gonna do without
right.
me?
Exactly.
Everybody hates me. Y'all need. She's literally juiced into every storyline, which
every.
Is nuts.
That is crazy.
And she's the only cast member that can get away with having a self-portrait of herself.
No,
yeah.
Who does that? Yeah, which we'll see this next week.
Y'all, oh my gosh. Let me just tell you, though, because I was like trying to catch up on last week's episode, and so I was like going through it fast, and I thought she was talking about like, oh, you know, I'm going to shit on these bitches, and I thought she was doing a photo shoot, and she had just like thrown up a blanket in the back and
took a pic. Yeah,
I died last week by myself watching that, just so you guys know. All right, so then Tommy versus Jocelyn, which this is going to be crazy. Someone's
because
gonna,
Tommy and
they
Jocelyn,
gonna let it happen.
Jocelyn, you just met your match, honey.
They ain't going to let it happen because Tommy's some shit. Tommy's
you
some
see,
shit.
Tommy spit on her.
Yeah.
But spit.
Not the regular like New York spit. It was like, that's that real. She'll fuck a bitch up spit.
Oh, my God.
Spit.
Pumpkin. Yeah. When pumpkin spit on
her. Her face.
That shit was so disgusting.
Yeah.
Her face was like,
if anyone ever spit on me,
Yeah, yeah, you really
would. You gotta beat somebody ass, for real.
I really Nicole actually would. Be
paralyzed.
Oh my gosh. Just a side note, my friend or whatever, she was trying to find a parking spot, and this girl had the nerve to get mad at her because she felt like my friend took her parking spot. So tell me why the girl spit on my friend. My friend literally found her in the mall, grabbed her from behind the head, and started mollywopping her in the mall.
Golly. I mean, spit is just so
Sharkeesian, no.
No, I mean, spit is just disrespectful. You gonna spit on me?
Deandra, stop.
That's enough. I know. You're hurting her.
All right, so then what else we get? We get KK, she gonna show up at Dolla's grave crying.
Yep.
We get Mother's Brunch, Mama D versus Rashida's mom.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and Dev's fine. And Dev's there.
And Dev's there.
So then y'all might as well I had KK. Why y'all leaving KK out, duh? Bring KK into the mix.
And you missed
with Deb.
The double date, the double blind date with Bambi and Walker.
Like, what?
Wait, it's no, Walker. For next week.
Yeah.
I didn't miss that.
Okay.
We're coming. Bambi's back. She goes on the blind date with Walker's brother, Chaz.
You know, how does Bambi do it? How does she always...
Like this.
Go... Okay. Knee pads. Because she goes from completely irrelevant one day to right back into a storyline.
But it happens to always be a guy that's right next to her in the storylines, so...
That's how she
be doing that.
Last season with that music video, rubbing up on that guy in the club for the premiere of her video. And this season, she's trying to get her, you know, a flocka. She's trying to get in the flocka family.
Oh my gosh.
It's really.
She's annoying to me.
I gotta say, though, Tammy was looking bomb tonight.
Always. That's my little
she's
cutie.
So
like, she, like, that's you use the term juicy with Tammy.
Yeah. Yes, she is so juicy.
Them pants was real juicy on you, Tammy.
Well, even her, like, she'd be like,
you know, walk
up with that lips.
Bow, bow, bow.
Yep.
Oh, do you mind? She's so little, though.
Just anywhere.
Yeah. I love that. I like that when you can just ha, ha, ha. She my little ATL crush.
There you go.
She my little boo thing. My little crushaw.
Well, on that note,
I couldn't tell if you were trying to toss a pizza or. Like,
that's what the girls be feeling like.
That's what Stefan.
Damn, Steph, you trying to toss a pizza?
Pizza pie at someone.
What you doing? Grabbing me.
I just wonder, is her butt real?
Double crust.
Cheese.
What?
Cheese. Is her butt real? Tammy's butt? You think?
Yeah, I just think she just looks like
she just like seems
she,
real. She's
seems
like
real.
She's juicy. Voluptuous.
Fuck with me.
Voluptuous.
Fuck with me. Yeah. Fuck with me. On that note, we're gonna end this ish because we gotta get the hell out of here. We want to thank you guys for tuning in. Please subscribe to us. Leave us all the love in the comments down below in the YouTube section. And you guys can keep in contact us. Tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
And you can find me on Twitter, Instagram at your girl Trinae. What's all up?
You know what to do since they don't play.
At I am Stefan. Find me everywhere.
Yeah, guys, and also make sure you guys check out AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And till next week.
And if you're driving, listen to us.
Yeah, on iTunes. Subscribe, rate, download. Bye.
Bye.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.